I had a luncheon appointment, or we had a luncheon appointment on the weekend, Mike.
Yes, Bill.
On a Saturday, trying to drive down the peninsula. And this is down the peninsula, not up towards the beaches where most of the weekend traffic goes.
You're talking about the Insular Peninsula.
The Insular Peninsula. Right. It's not so insular on a weekend, let me tell you. We were half an hour late, and I'm supposed to be a local, and I'm supposed to know how long it takes to get from, you know, here to there. And just driving on the roads on the weekend is arguably worse.
It's worse than peak hour.
Yeah.
In fact, it's all day peak hour on a Saturday, primarily on a Saturday, but it's eking into Sunday as well too.
A lot of it has to do, of course, with we're a bit old for this now, but parents taking their children to sport. Our kids can drive themselves, thankfully, these days.
So they can put up with the traffic.
Oh, yes, that's right. I really longed for those days, and they've finally arrived. But anyway, now, the state government started looking at this in 2013. That is clearways on a weekend. And since then, some have been added to new roads and others have been extended to weekends. But we still hear from people who want to see more done. And this all resurfaced this week after the government announced new weekend and extended weekday clearways on Centenary Drive, Homebush Bay Drive and a section of Concord Road between Strathfield and Rhodes. Now, you might like to tell us if there are any roads near you where you think there should be a clearway on a weekend. 13 13 32. Ken Konofsky is the CEO of Roads and Maritime Services. He might be able to shed some light on this. G'day, Ken.
G'day.
Now, the traffic does often seem to be just as bad on weekends. Do the figures back this up?
Yeah, some of the roads are actually slightly worse on the weekend in terms of travel speed and reliability. Mostly the peak during the week. The peak of the peak is actually the heaviest time. But some roads are in fact more heavily used on the weekends.
As we mentioned, the government's been looking at this for some time. So how many clearways have been extended so far?
So since the new policy was introduced in 2013, we've added 10 new clearways to the system. Or 10. Some of those are new clearways. Some are extended hours during the week. Some we've had during the week clearways that have then become weekend clearways as well. So we've got a number of others under consideration as well.
So with these additional changes or these new changes to clearways, have you delineated a change in traffic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've done measurements after the event. It depends a bit on the nature of the changes that have been made. But for example, the clearway on Victoria Road between the Iron Cove Bridge and Roselle has saved about 40% in travel time on the weekend through there. So the result, yeah, that's sort of...
Wow, that's substantial.
Absolutely. I mean, these clearways make a really big difference.
There would have been a bit of blowback, I would imagine, within the RMS from local shopkeepers who would have thought that this is depriving them of passing trade.
Yeah, look, one of the things about the government's policy on this is that it requires us to look at replacement parking where parking is displaced, and so we work really closely with the shopkeepers. We work really closely with the local council generally. So one of the reasons it takes a little while to do this is we go out and do quite extensive studies. You know, what parking is available, how's it being used, are there other options. And so replacement parking is a really big part of this policy.
Oh, well, that might explain why some people listening now might think, well, hey, how come there's not a clear way in my local street when I think it needs one? But if someone does think they need a clear way in an area, do you invite them to get in touch with you, or is it something that you've got covered with all your various monitoring systems?
No, absolutely. On the Transport New South Wales website, there's a site called Sydney Clearways, and if you go on the Sydney Clearways site, one is it'll tell you about the policy and how it works and what the criteria are, but the other thing you can do is you can nominate a clearway. So there's an opportunity there to say, I think this road should be a clearway. Everything that goes into that system we look at, and so we certainly take on board feedback from the community as to where they think clearways should be. Obviously, we measure as well. We monitor the system pretty closely. But people are very welcome to do that.
Ken Konofsky, you are CEO of the Roads and Maritime Services, and traffic in Sydney is a perennial Sydney topic. What other elements are you looking at to try and reduce congestion on the roads, in particular right now when Sydney struggles to get to and from work in peak hour?
Yeah, there's a number of elements to improving traffic, and we have traffic growth, and we've got growth in the city, and growth in the city is a good thing, but one of the things it does is it puts more pressure on the road system. So, I mean, we've got right from, you know, big projects that add capacity to the system, things like WestConnex and NorthConnex that add, you know, huge amounts of capacity to the system, through to growth roads. We're building $3.2 billion worth of growth roads in Western Sydney to service the needs of Western Sydney. We've also got sort of pinch point programs, which is, you know, local improvements to roads, you know, bits of widening, improvements to intersections, things like that. We've got 175 of those projects planned and funded over the next sort of 5 to 7 years.
That's interesting, Ken, because one of the main elements of feedback I get from callers, and have done for months now, is the whole choke point scenario. They say, look, we welcome a four-lane motorway or an extended road or more clearways here, there, but whenever it reaches a choke point, it's a chain's only as strong as its weakest link. So I'm interested to hear that you're actually looking at choke points, identifying them, and making sure you fix them if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, there's 175 projects on the books currently, spending probably of the order of about $800-900 million over the coming 5 to 7 years on projects that can be anything from, you know, adding a right turn bay or lengthening a right turn bay through to widening the road at a particular intersection. So, as you say, any system is only as good as its weakest link, and there are choke points and pinch points in the system, and they stop the system from working as efficiently as it can.
Okay, well, again, we invite anyone listening who knows of one of those choke points, they're welcome to get on the RMS website and notify you of that as well. Any of that information is valuable, I'm sure. Ken Konoski, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Ken Konoski is the CEO of the Roads and Maritime Service, and that's very important.
One of the toughest gigs in Sydney, I would have thought. And only 175 pinch points? I think he's missing a numeral there.
No, 175 they're working on.
Oh, okay. No worries. They've got logged down.
Yeah, which is why we invite you to let us know, 13 13 32, but also get on that website and let them know too. It's very important.